Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. And it is 7/7/12, the month of December, December 7th, 2023. All right. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to get Pearl Harbored, but this time it could be by the Russians, the Red Chinese, or old Xi Jinping could tell old Red China Joe, why don't you launch one of your own, one of our nukes onto your country? You can say it's the Russians or you can say it's somebody else and we'll do the EMP. Or they got a little Kimmy to do the EMP with his two bombs up there and his satellites. Geostationary aboard over the middle of the United States. I sincerely think for some time that I've been told that we're going to have an EMP blast. We're going to have some kind of an EMP that will knock the power grid out. We also now know that they're already starting to give the shots, give the vaccines for Ebola in Denver. And we got the white lung pneumonias and all of this kind of stuff. So we have the new plagues of borning. And I will tell you what, millions of people, billions of people are going to die on this planet. Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, at the time we're not short for the elect, that with the great tribulation, it's going to be worse than it's ever been since the beginning of this world. Oh, I ought to read that again, but I'm just going to quote it as best I can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real, real, really real. The real, real, really real for you to prepare. The real, real, really real. Let me see what gold and silver are doing right now, because boy, I see that, boy, the stock market is just all up here today, a little bit all in the green, all the stock markets, because you see there's supposedly going to be a good jobs report tomorrow. Yeah, everybody's got five of them. All right, let's see what we got here. Silver, $23.84. Gold, $22,030.50. That's up about a point. And then platinum, 917.30. So the metals are up a little bit. But I'm going to tell you what. This thing is getting ready to go south. I can sense it. I can feel it. And I will tell you that you'd better get, if you want gold or silver, call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Get any of Steve's books while you can, and his Mexican Expeditions movie, DVD, incredible. You got to get that. And if you want your kids to get turned on, or you want your kids to get excited about this material, Steve Quayle's Giants book or his Mexican Expeditions or any of the things that Steve has got, get your kids on to it. Get yourself or your neighbor on to it. And I will tell you, you're going to understand then, with the way Steve documents everything, why and how. And with the background of Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven and the Bible, why and how we're involved in all this stuff. Now, the dollar is about ready to go bye-bye. I think we saw what we see the Russians, Putin and his central bank guy in where? Saudi Arabia. And they're signing up some documents, signing up some new things to do with oil and how you buy it. We used to have that it was all dollar had to be used to purchase oil anywhere on the planet. That was the deal. That was the deal. And that kept the demand for the dollar strong, kept the price of the dollar high, and kept the United States a good thing. And there was tremendous demand for the dollar. So you could buy oil. But now the Chinese and the Russians have been doing it in their own currencies. And then now I believe that the new thing with the Russians and perhaps the Saudis is that that Saudi oil and Russian oil is going to be traded in other currencies as well. So consequently, the demand for the dollar and the demand for treasuries is down. And then I believe we're going to have trillions upon hundreds of trillions of derivatives due for Brother Quayle has told me on the 15th of December, and that the U.S. Treasury involved, the Treasury doesn't have anything, that apparently the Bank of Japan is basically collapsed, the Federal Reserve has collapsed to a great degree, and other things are on the collapse. We don't know exactly how that's going to play out, you know, completely, but I will tell you what, when and if it does, you're going to see martial law, you're going to probably see nuclear war. And I'm telling you, you better get ready as you can get ready right now. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need it all. You're going to need the water purification, the Berkeys, the Berkey filtration systems, or the Pure, or the Katadyn, whatever it is you can get a hold of. If you can get the Berkey, great. If you can get the Katadyn combis, get that and the extra filters, the Pure or the extras. You've got to be able to purify water. You got to be able to do that. And if you don't have one, you need to be able to get one. And that would be my first thing. And then long-term storage food, Mountain House, Wise, whatever it might be, for Patriots. All the different types, Alpenair, all the different types of different long-term storage foods, the freeze-dried food, the dehydrated foods. And then I'm going to tell you, the old cans of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup, Denny Moore Beef Stew, all the different things, tuna, chicken breast, roast beef hash, corned beef hash, all of those different items that are going to be something that you can eat for a entree. And you put them together with other things and you got yourself a ration. You got a meal. You got a ration, you got a meal. Now the hardball is starting to be played in Congress with Biden and the different things. They're starting to talk up about it. And I don't know exactly what's going to go down, but they want money for the Ukraine. And old Biden wants that, and they want money for Israel. And that, you're going to see Israel is also not being supported by Biden and by the United States. It's kind of been half jackleg supported. Consequently, they're going to be on their deal where they're going to take them months to take down the Gaza, Hamas and the Gaza. And the hostages still aren't home, are they? All of them are still not back. And I suspect, I don't know if they're coming back, to be honest with you. Because something has got to give. In terms of Israel. And now you're starting to see from the Israel from the north in Lebanon, the Hezbollah is starting to fire missiles and to kill Israeli civilians up there. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. Incidentally, I have gone through the second round of chemotherapy. And I have at least a decent voice. And I'm getting ready to do lab work again here in the near future to see where we're at on all of that and to see what needs to be done and see what's going to go down, whether I'll do anything else, whether I won't. But I wanted to have extra time with my wife for the holidays, and anything after that will be a blessing. Will be a blessing. And I can feel all of your prayers. Your prayers are coming through loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen. Loud and clear. And Lord Jesus, I know is hearing them. Our Father in heaven's hearing them. And I'm telling you, I am feeling a little better. Feeling a little better, but I'm not saying I'm out of the woods. I'm just saying I feel a little better. Breathing with the oxygen. Got to have the oxygen, but I do have it, and thank God I do. Now, that brings up some. Some of you are on CPAP machines. Some of you are on oxygen. Some of you have other things you need to do. If you do not have one of these solar power generators, to run your electricity, for your fridge or your freezer, or for a light here or there, then I suggest you see if you can get one of those. But it's time to prepare like you never had time to prepare before, and you need to do that if you can. If you can't, do what you can. One item, one thing. And if nothing else, another can of chunky soup. Another can of Progresso soup or Dinty Moore soup. Get another day's ration of food. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. Well. All I know is that the Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And the central banks, Poland, different people, Hungary, China, everybody is buying gold. Buying gold. The China viruses, the Norwegian, or excuse me, the Scandinavian, the Dutch, in the Ohio, in Massachusetts, and various states of the United States, where you've got the white lung thing. And you remember the white lung disease was a disease in the bats. Found in Kentucky, found in Ohio, found in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, different things. They had the white lung bat problem, remember? And that was after the old river pirates saw the Chinese troops, who are the bioweap crews that were down in Berea, Kentucky. And the other times we've seen them at the secret meeting in Ohio on by the river in a Holiday Inn, where they had all of the U.S. people there with them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to breathe good, but I tell you, it's just tough to do it. But I will say this. I'm going to try to stay on mission as I was told to be on mission for the Lord Jesus when I was recruited by the Archangel Michael to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn thy remnant about what is to come and how to proceed to prepare. Hello out there to Beatrice. Hello to Lions. Both are in Nebraska. God bless you all. Hello to the Maine Maniacs up there. God bless you all. To the Buffalo gals. All the good people everywhere across the country. In Tennessee, Texas, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois. In Champaign, Illinois. All the different spots. In Missouri. Down in down deep in the heart of Texas, on a Warren Soul Drive. God bless you down there. And to all the people who have sent me cards and letters and you know, emails. Some said, Hawk, I've listened to you for years. It's the first time I've ever contacted you. May the Lord Jesus provide you with medical miracles. And I'm telling you, I feel all of those prayers. I feel them. And they're so to the good. So as long as I can, I'm going to stay up. And tomorrow night, got a special guest tomorrow night on Friday night show. Maybe I'll tell you who it is after a while. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Now, the elimination of fossil fuels is idiocy. Strictly idiocy. And while Biden is forgiving more $4.8 billion student debt, wouldn't it be nice to have your truck note forgiven? You know? Wouldn't it be nice to have part of your credit cards forgiven? But then we hear down from the sheriff down in, what is it, Pinal County in Arizona? He said that when they're bringing the people in there, they're giving them an Obama phone or a Biden phone, and they're giving them a $5,000 gift card. $5,000 gift card plus a plane ticket to wherever they want to go. So you got all the people from Senegal, from all over Africa, from China, from all the different places in Honduras and Guatemala, Mexico, wherever. All of the other countries across the world that are coming in. $5,000 gift card. Wouldn't that be nice if a homeless veteran got that? Wouldn't it be nice if you got that? But that's what's going on. Totally wild stuff going on. Oh, man. You better be ready to go. You better be ready to go, and you better have firearms and ammunition to protect your family, to protect your home, your car, your business, your ranch, your farm. And to protect the food and the goods that you have. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Now, my friends over in Indochina, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, they're taking care of the refugee in, or not the refugees, but they have the missionary work in Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and in the Indochina, the mountain yards, and they send them the Bibles and the songbooks in their own dialect or language. They're building churches. And then, you know, it's just incredible. They building the churches, and then so many of you have donated over the years to help the Nunemakers to reach them and to get the word of the Lord booming in Indochina and to get people being saved like nobody's business. If you want to help out with that endeavor, Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And all, Lord Jesus, return it to you 10,000-fold. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting ready to go wild weasel. Getting ready to go wild weasel. Just incredible. You see all the Chinese men, military age, coming into California. You see all of the different ones from all over the world coming in Arizona, into Texas, thousands upon thousands upon thousands daily. Now, I think you're going to start to see him. I talked to somebody today who was at a gas station at a big, it's a Quick Trip, which people in Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri know what those are. But, I mean, it's a like a big 7-Eleven type deal. That's his best way to describe it. And he was sitting out there gassing up his thing. He's in the lawn care business, that kind of stuff. He's gassing up his truck and what have you. And the gas cans for the mowers and all of that. And this guy comes over and he says, "Please help me, mister." And he had a Spanish accent. And he said, and he had a phone. He said, "I show you phone. I only been here 2-3 days. And I not speak English very well. But I need for you to help me with money." And the guy who told me, he said, the guy got out of a real nice van. And he said to the guy, "Hey," he says, "you sucker." He says, "you just got out of a pretty nice van. You're only here 3 days. Where'd you get the van at? I'm not giving you a damn dime." He said, "I am technically homeless. I'm living in my garage. Out in the country, I got a garage where I store my trucks and stuff and mowers and whatever." He said, "I'm living in my garage with a tent inside there and a wood stove trying to keep it warm. Get out of here, buddy." But he says it looked like they were somebody that looked like they're just starting to hit up here. And they're starting to hit all over the place. You know what I mean? Oh, boy. I don't know. It's just crazy. Just crazy. I'm hearing about the I'm reading something here. U.S. military grounds the entire Osprey fleet. Well, that messes up a lot of special ops, doesn't it? And I think that, quite frankly, they ought to start to check for people in their own ranks that are perhaps of the type of Chinese or some other infiltration. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'm sorry. I just am a little bit slow on the draw. God bless old Daryl out there. Thank you. Praying for you, Hawk. World Covert Intel says over $34 trillion in U.S. treasuries said to be worthless. So much stuff is getting ready to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't know how it's going to go down or when, but I can just sense it. It's like before 9-1-1, I could sense all this stuff. Just incredible. And, you know, it's just... Yeah, let's see what we got here. I'm going to read something because it's time to read scripture when this stuff goes down. Time to read the scripture. And let's see where we got over here. Here we go. We're on Psalms. And here we go. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." 91st Psalm. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come upon thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, and he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, wow, ladies and gentlemen. That is what you need to understand. The Bible, Lord Jesus, you need to pray. John 14, Jesus tells you, would you like Jesus to manifest himself to you? Would you like to see him and really see Jesus? So many people have faith in Jesus, and they have a relationship with him, but they may not have ever seen him. Some people have seen him, and it's a miraculous experience. It's just incredible. I have seen him on a couple occasions. Brother Quayle has seen him. Others have seen him. But Jesus tells you in John 14, if you want to have him manifest himself to you, he tells you what to do. He also tells you anything you ask in my name, and his name is Jesus, he will do. So I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask in my name tonight, I would appreciate that. Lord Jesus, will you come to me? Lord, will you provide me medical miracles? Will you remove the cancer completely from all parts of my body, Lord, and all my systems? Will you then restore my bodily systems, Lord, the cardiovascular, the lungs, the breathing, the liver, the bones, all of the different parts and organs that it has gone into, Lord Jesus? Will you remove all of that and will you restore me back to health? In your name I pray. Lord Jesus, and to anyone out there with cancer or any disease or any kind of trouble, may Lord Jesus go to you right now. May he provide you with a medical miracle. May he restore you back to health, or may he provide you a superabundance of all things that you might need or want in order to survive. In his name, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. I thank you very much for all you do out there, ladies and gentlemen, and these prayers. I just can't believe it. I just keep feeling them come in and in and in. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to happen or when. And I believe that the Lord is starting to change things for me, and hopefully he is. And I think that... the Lord Jesus is starting to do some good with all your prayers behind me and your prayers to him and to our Father in heaven. Now, here's my old buddy, Brian. Thank you, Huck, for serving our almighty God. Take your time speaking. We understand. Always praying for you night and day, my brother. Brian, thank you, brother. God bless you up there in the cold northern state. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think that quite frankly, the thing tomorrow night's going to be interesting. I'm going to have Steve Quayle up. It's going to come up again. Should be very, very, very interesting. And we're starting to hear all kinds of things internally and in the United States. I think we're going to have some problems with coming up maybe next week on the 15th. financially and different things, dealing with the treasuries, dealing with the bonds, the different things all over the world, dealing with the dollar. And with all these thousands and thousands of people coming into the United States from around the country, and they're not families and kids, they're not the little girls, not the little boys, they're military-age men, very fit-looking military-age men in many cases. And consequently, they're going to start to put these people in various places, and the Chinese are going to the big Chinese ranches and the different things. And they've already directed them to areas where they've got trucks and money and who to hook up with. And I'll tell you, Red China Joe is bought and paid for by the Chinese. Bought and paid for. Oh, man. The Biden impeachment should be interesting, but I'll tell you, the Republicans, I don't have much faith in them because they try to time everything like it's a regular year. They should have been on this election impeachment process earlier. It should have been pounding the heck out of it and getting the real stuff and had them all, you know, testifying and doing the different things and having them in the various procedures behind closed doors or in public. I want to tell the Republicans, if you can tell them too, they have franking privileges. They can use the post office. They should put the information they already have that they're guaranteed 1,000% they know is true, plus their narrative about it, about Biden and Hunter Biden and all the different Jim Biden and all the family members and where the money has been. They should put it on CD-ROM and send it out to the people in their district. Send it out to the newspapers, the magazines, the TV stations, the radio station. Send it out in the format of the CD, showing all of it that way. Because you see, The time of the television style impeachment proceedings and all of that, nobody watches that like they used to do. It used to be a big deal. So you've got to get it out in that kind of way somewhere else. Do the CD-ROM. Call if you got a Republican congressperson or senator, tell them to send all the stuff out on a CD-ROM. To constituents, but to the media as well, all of the media in the district, all of the media in the state. I think that when all that comes to roost, then I think you will see Biden and his crew do something to cause a nuclear war, or to cause the EMP, or maybe they authorize China to do it, or maybe China says, hey, Biden, why don't you do it to yourself? Do it to your own country. Or they have North Korea do it. Or the Russians do it. But I think that you need to prepare like this. The only thing you've got is what you have in your hand at home, your water purification, your food, long-term storage food, your canned goods, your medical supplies, all of the equipment and tools and things that you have, and the firearms and the ammunition you need to protect yourself against them. Anybody who's going to come at you, and they will come, somebody will come. And it could be just all of the biker gangs. It could be everybody I believe that Cliff High of the Webbots has been saying lately, and I don't know exactly when, but I was told that today by somebody who follows him, is talking about that they think that Social Security is going to be, is not going to come out and not going to be sent out at some point in time here before too long. Social Security will be nixed out of the bag. And when that happens and when other checks don't go, when you don't get other checks, welfare type items and different things, or disability checks, that quite frankly, the whole thing is going to go nuts. It will all go nuts. And then people are going to come and try to take what you got or what somebody else has got. And you'll see rioting, you'll see all kinds of things. So that could be before too long, before too long. Oh, man, oh, man. You know, the Greg Evenson and I talked about domestic insurgency and declaration of martial law, didn't we? And it was on 12 of October 2008. When we're headed back into a financial situation, allegedly, that's going to be rivaling or be worse than 2008. And it's all about suspension of the Constitution, turning control of the government to FEMA, and the appointment of military governors and commanders to run the state and local governments. And shortly before November 2008, presidential election, George Bush signed presidential decision directives, which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Counterinsurgency responsibilities. Okay. Who the cadre is, the mass base, origins and causes of the domestic insurgency, covert surveillance, screening and documenting the population, all these different things, control of the block, informant nets, electronic warfare, computer network operations, psychological operations, all these things the Army's going to do. Search techniques, search teams of squad size organized to assault, support, and securely support and security elements. One target is assigned per team. Could be a home. Room searches are conducted by two-person teams. A room search teams are armed with pistols, assault weapons, and automatic weapons, providing security for search team screening operations and facilities. Pre-search coordination includes between control personnel screening team leaders, study of layout plans, communications, that is radio and screen and whistle and hand signals, disposition of suspects, on-site security, guard entrances and exits, exclude the roof, halls, corridors, and tunnels, and assign contingency tasks for reserve, room searches, and conducted by two or three person teams. Immobilize the occupants with one team member at gunpoint. Search room when other team member. Search all occupants, and when available, a third team member should be the recorder. Place documents in a numbered envelope and tag the associated individual with a corresponding number. They're going to come after you like you can't believe in a martial law. And that is already planned. That was put in place back then. And I think you're going to see that go down. I think that's going to see it when you go down. And I don't know. we're going to have all kind of trouble. All kind of trouble. And, you know, I mean, that's Matthew 24. You know, I had to just read that because I've alluded to it now twice. We get that and get what Jesus has to say in the red letters. What he has to say in the red letters. And here we go. There we are. Let's see where we're at. This is out of Matthew 24, King James, Old King James, red letter edition. And let's just read it from here. Verse 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man asks you, saying to you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Let's see what we got going here. Nope, can't answer that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're on air and I'm still talking, and it's kind of a troublesome night for me here. Kind of a troublesome night. But I've still got a voice, and that's good. Now I'm going to read to you what I was talking about in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know the way ye know. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen to this. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you understand that? If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and now sayest thou then, show us the Father. Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not to myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's a marvelous gift to you if you really read that. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if he love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 20 and 21 of John 14. Read it for yourself. Go find it for yourself. And you will then understand how Jesus will manifest himself to you if you want him to. Dollar dumps on the yen strength. Big Tep rips ahead. Japan attack. Japan and Germany are going to get nailed. All kind of stuff. And then you remember Brother Quayle had up Dave Wilkerson's prophecy. I think a day or two ago. About the world war and all the collapse, the financial collapse. Going to be really wild. I tell you what, I'm going to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and I'm trying the best I can. Trying the best I can, and tomorrow night we're going to have Brother Steve Quayle on. And it's going to be a good show. I know somewhat he's going to talk about, but he's going to have some special stuff, I believe. Some special stuff. And if you look at the chart of the yen, seeing some big stuff go down. Anyway, I want to keep Old Hawk on air, and I hope you do. And may Lord Jesus and your prayers to him, may that be arranged so that I can continue my work on air. Anything most needed and wanted, believe me, I have a lot of most needed and wanted stuff. Could be Federal Reserve notes, could be silver, gold, any kind of thing, a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Anything most needed, most welcome. Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold, platinum, or a check, send it to Hawk. HAWK 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you, it's sure been nice being on the air. Almost 20 years now. Almost 20 years. And I still get to talk with you, and I hear from you. It's RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com for an email to me. Oh, brother. I don't know where we're going to be in a week or 2 weeks. But there's something about, you know, this coming. Something about this coming next week and, you know, and this Christmas and all of it. Maybe the Lord is calling me back. I don't know. Maybe this thing is done. Maybe the wearing out of the saints, that kind of thing is going on. Not that I'm a saint. Not at all. But at least I repent frequently to the Lord. But he didn't pick a sissy when he picked me or picked Steve Quayle or some others. We've had another good person pass away. Our friend from Tennessee passed away of lung cancer. The guy who is the big preparatory man over there. Just incredible. Bob Griswold. Used to advertise on Steve. Used to advertise Bo Greitz. And he always had good solar stuff, all kind of long-term storage food. There's somebody you could order from at this point in time that would help his family. But the gold, the silver, the platinum, the palladium, just incredible. But a currency is going to be a currency plus a defense is ammunition. Ammo. 22 long rifle could be a currency, couldn't it? Easily. In boxes of 500 or 1,000 or what have you. And if that's all you can get a 22 long rifle. That's nothing wrong with that. If you don't have a firearm, you're going to need one. 12-gauge pump shotgun. Real good to have. Double-aught buck, number 4 buck, number 6, number 4, number 2 shot. The number 2 shot and the 4 shot will give you some pretty good spray with hard hitting. The 6, you can also use the 2 and the 4 for geese or ducks. The 6, you can use it for pheasant and other things. And, or squirrel or what have you. You can then get not only the double-aught buck, but the slugs, the rifled slugs. And I believe there's copper ones. And if you see a giant come around the corner, maybe you can nail them with a copper slug because they are allegedly allergic to copper. Their metabolisms do not metabolize copper, according to Brother Quail. I don't know if you can see him, but I can see him in my mind's eye. Oh, man. Money supply continues its biggest collapse since the Great Depression. The only way to put this a headline off of Quail's site, stevequail.com, the only way to put the economy on a more stable long-term basis is for the Fed to stop pumping new money into the economy. Oh, well. SteveQuayle.com, SteveQuayle.com, or call them at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and that whatever you do, get any Steve Quayle book you can get in addition to whatever you're buying, whether it be gold or silver or the Mexican expeditions. Incredible information in that thing there, just incredible. And the world is not what we've been told it was or how it came to be and how old it really is. I'll tell you, man, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You want to stand for your family. You stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your farm, your ranch, your business, your home, your car, whatever it is you got. Whatever it is you got. And I hope that I'm still out there to a certain degree as an inspiration. And I know some people are just turning back in and saying, wow, you sound better than you did the night with Steve. And I do sound a little better. But I will tell you what, this is a real rough road to hoe. It's a rough road to hoe. And I'm telling you, hopefully I'm done with this stuff for the good, but done with it. And that the prayers have worked and Lord Jesus has seen fit to remove the cancer from my body and restore me back to health. But I'm going to keep on doing the show as long as I can. I do apologize for a little bit of the trip ups and the slip ups and that kind of stuff. But please don't hold it against me because I'm going to tell you. Like somebody told me the other night, man, you just had a standing 10 count and you're still up and still fighting. You had a standing 10 count, but you still are fighting and in the game. And now you're improving. Your voice improves. I now can use a walker and walk 20 or 30 paces. So I'm able to get down here to the office and I haven't been on the computer as much and that kind of thing. So you don't always see the email from me. Now you're seeing a one here or there, or maybe I answer you. But I'm not sending out emails to everybody because, frankly, I'm trying to rest. For over a month and a half, I hardly had any sleep at all. And now I'm able to get 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours here and there. And maybe, 4 to 6 hours in a day where I was not getting even 1 or 2 hours in 3 or 4 or 5 days. So I'm starting to have that be a benefit to me. Be a benefit to me in this case. Oh, boy, oh, boy. To Brother Quail out there, to all the different people. And I think about you all the time. Think about you all the time, and I give different things. You know, MS in Northern California. The beekeepers in South Carolina. God bless you. All the different ones. If you remember Liz Evenson, you have her address or what have you, or your phone, give her a call. I talked to her the other day, and we had such good conversation. And I may have her come on here in the near future on the show, because she worked with Greg for years, and when he was working the thing and providing people with information about how to prepare. And then Greg was a super soldier. And then Liz used to shoot and was a good shot. She was the one who prepared the pantry and all the long-term storage food and all the information and stuff. And she's got a lot of things to tell you about how you got to have a plan, and you have to really have it ready to go, and where you're going to meet your family, what you're going to do. So don't go into their loose spirit, knife out of fight. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for Lord Jesus. Bandango Ranger, and I know you're ready. See Lieutenant Tanner, and he'll clue you in. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and Track and Little L, may Lord Jesus love you continually. May he show you what to do as the future unfolds. And may you and your father practice with the rifles and practice hand-to-hand and wrestling and all the different things. And meanwhile, may you keep up with your studies. Good night, Warren Soul Drive. God bless you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare tonight. Food, water purification, ammunition, medical supplies. Good night.